In late August, General Javier Flores, deputy commander of Colombia's army, sat down for the first face-to-face negotiations with representatives of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC. It marked a new and difficult stage in the Havana peace talks to end the 50-year civil war in Colombia. Thus far, the FARC and the Colombian government have reached agreements on land reform, future political participation for the rebels, and an accord on drug trafficking. Now, the peace talks will focus on compensation for war victims and demobilization of thousands of FARC fighters. Meanwhile, pressure is building inside Colombia for FARC commanders to serve jail time for abuses committed during the Civil War, similar to comparable sentences handed out to right-wing paramilitary soldiers who agreed to disclose information on thousands of deaths and disappearances. Concluding a ceasefire agreement and disarming the leftist rebel group are among the thorniest topics remaining in the talks, the fourth and most promising attempt so far to end the decades-long conflict. Colombia's civil war has killed 220,000 people and caused more than 5 million others to flee their homes since the 1960s. For the first time, the top U.S. immigration court, the Board of Immigration Appeals, ruled that migrants who are the victims of domestic abuse in their home countries can apply for asylum in the U.S. The case involved a Guatemalan woman, Aminta Cifuentes, who migrated to the United States after years of domestic abuse that included beatings and rape at the hands of her husband. The immigration court concluded Guatemalan authorities had refused to intervene in this specific case of domestic violence. According to Mother Jones magazine, U.S. immigration courts had previously rejected domestic violence claims. In this case, the Board of Immigration Appeals ruled married women in Guatemala who are unable to leave their relationships were a unique social group and were entitled to protection under U.S. asylum law. Fox News hosts and commentators blasted the immigration ruling. Steve Camarada of the right-wing Center for Immigration Studies fumed that the domestic violence ruling would prompt tens of millions of women migrants to enter the U.S. illegally. However, California lawyer Simona Agnolucci, who is active in asylum cases, called the right-wing fear of opening the floodgates absurd, since immigration courts have long provided opportunities for refugees who have a well-founded fear of persecution to have their cases heard in court. Deep underneath the New Mexico desert, a 55-gallon drum of nuclear waste buried in a salt shaft broke apart in February, releasing a white foam laced with plutonium that went airborne and up a ventilation duct, contaminating 21 workers with low-level radiation. The accident contaminated the United States' only underground dump for nuclear weapons waste. Yet the cause of the leak still remains a mystery after a 6-month investigation. The Los Angeles Times reports that the U.S. Department of Energy has been unable to identify the exact chemical ingredients inside the punctured drum. The incident at the waste isolation pilot plant near Carlsbad, New Mexico, will likely cause that facility to remain shut down for 18 months. As a result, radioactive shipments from nuclear waste sites across the country are now backlogged. A preliminary U.S. Energy Department investigation uncovered more than 30 safety violations at the Carlsbad facility. The report also cited hazardous situations like a salt hauling truck, which caught fire and burned for hours only days before the leakage of nuclear waste was discovered. News reports estimate that the cleanup costs at the storage site could exceed $1 billion. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Richard Hill.